Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board for this cruise on the River Seine. My name is Enoch, and I'm going to be your guide for 1 hour. I'm going to present to you the most famous monuments of Paris, their bridges, and also their history. So I wish you all a very pleasant cruise. Thank you.
What's your name, man?
Oliver.
Oliver, and you're here in Paris, France.
Yeah.
It's my first time here. I love your city. Fantastic.
Grazie.
Have you been to the United States?
Never.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, I like it. USA, yeah.
Where would you like to go if you went to the United States?
First, New York.
And Los Angeles?
Yeah.
You think you'll ever visit the United States?
Yeah.
What's your shop here? You sell shoes.
Only shoes, yeah. I've got Converse, Vans.
So they love soccer. We call it soccer. Are you a soccer fan? Football.
Yeah, I like football European, but I don't like football.
You don't US like football. It? We call it the NFL, National Football
League. No.
Why don't you like American football?
Cultural. Cultural. Different, yeah.
Do you like Obama?
I prefer Obama. Yeah. Also the French for Obama, yeah.
What's your first name?
My name is Charles.
And you guys are having a beer on a Saturday afternoon here in Paris,
yeah,
France?
Yeah, as usual.
Are you a Parisian?
No, I'm from Lyon. I live in Paris for 1 year. Yeah.
From Lyon?
Lyon.
Yeah. Have you ever been to America?
Yes, once.
Where did you go?
In Arkansas, Little Rock.
What brought you to Little Rock, Arkansas?
I was 7 years old. This was within my English school, so I went on an exchange for 3 weeks. And that was my first and only experience in the U.S.
Would you like to go back?
Yes, for sure.
Where would you want to go now?
You're from LA, you're from New York City, so New York City for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe L.A. San Francisco is a great city too.
When you think about the United States, what do you like about it?
I'm a big fan of the U.S. I think it's a great country, and it's a homeland of business. For me, it's one of the most interesting countries in the world.
Would you say people in France generally think positively or negatively?
Very negatively.
Negative towards the U.S.?
Yeah.
What don't they like?
They don't like the business approach. They don't like the self-made man approach that makes me loving the U.S. In France, when you earn money, it's bad. That's the main difference between American people and the French.
And in America, some people are afraid that Obama will make us a socialist nation.
That makes me laugh a lot.
Do you love France? Do you love being a Frenchman?
Yes, for sure.
What are you most proud of France? I come here with my wife and see the beautiful art museums and the lovely architecture.
Well, let's say the French way of life. We have good cooking.
Good wine.
It's pleased to be here. So it's a nice country too.
What about the American woman?
Oh, great.
Yeah? Why do you like it?
Because they are...
How are they different than French women?
They are more natural than our girls in France.
You think so?
Yeah.
How about music? Do you like American music?
Well, I'm not a big fan of music, but I'm listening to music.
What's your message to everybody in the United States?
Don't think that all French people are assholes. Think, please, when you're coming in France, be proud of your country and think that you will always miss people, that you always meet people that are going to be friendly with you.
Do you think Americans are sometimes apologize about being American?
I think that in our mindset in France, with our medias, we see American people apologizing.
You would be proud to be an American?
If I were, yes. Most of French people don't like American people. Some are deeply opposed to capitalism and the way of life in America. But, you know, you have very different opinion in a country. We are 60 million people in France. You could have 60 million different points of view.
Can you say something in French to the French people living in the United States?
Bien joué, les gars.
Thank you very much. Merci.
You're welcome. Pump up the skyrock, rocking on your
Radio.
Oh, me manque pas de respect quand je kick, mec. Tu n'es que mon type, je suis comme ton père. Break your neck, au lieu de mal parler sur nous. Après nous, y'a plus de groupe, y'a que des pom-pom girls. Je te demande si c'est Black M ou Black Shady qui parle. 100% gros, c'est 75, ça vient pas d'Arlem. Si on fait le cristal, c'est cool pour la baraque, il faut les sous. Sortez-nous le tapis rouge, on ira se prosterner dessus, ouais. J'suis tout wesh, j'kick ça, le dit le tabac, le sous, ouais. Sur l'instrumental, j'me balade avec trop de
chouettes. Je vais m'balader, allez m'balader, yeah. Je vais me balader aux Champs-Élysées, j'ai dit je vais me balader aux Champs-Élysées, je vais me balader, allez me balader.
In this museum, about 35,000 masterpieces such as the Mona Lisa, the Venus of Milo, and many others. By the way, this famous building was created in 1190 and achieved in 1858.
Nathan, you have an MTV shirt on. Are you Parisian? Are you from Paris?
No, I'm from Australia originally, but I live in London. I'm a choreographer.
Oh, you're a choreographer. What's your company?
Oh, I just finished the Olympics. I'm freelance.
Did you really?
Yes.
That sounds like you're quite successful then.
Knocking
on wood. Go ahead, knock on that wood. I need a sound. I hope they don't answer the door.
So I.
What do you think of the U.S.? Be honest with me now.
I love the U.S. I love New York. I love the energy of New York. I love the arts in New York.
What do you love about Australia?
Australia has great weather, beautiful beaches, and it's a...
ACDC.
ACDC. And it's a great place to live if you want a comfortable, chilled out lifestyle. It's the place to be.
Vegemite sandwiches.
Vegemite sandwiches are very popular.
What's your message to all the people of Oz who are living in the United States?
Oh, you lucky things.
Would you like to live in the U.S.?
I would. I eventually would love to.
I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Enjoy Paris.
Nathan, you said?
Nathan. Well, your name was?
My name's Clay.
Clay?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy Paris as well.
Thanks a lot, Nathan.
No worries.
All right, man.
Hip-hop sur radio. Génération.
Des années sans répit, jour et nuit, pour réussir,
oui.
Pour gravir,
oh oui,
le sommet, en oubliant souvent ma course contre le temps, mes amis, mes amours, mes emmerdes.
Jack, what's your first name?
My name is Ryan.
Is this your Peugeot you're sitting on?
No, I'm just staying here. This is my shop.
Have you ever been to the United States?
Never been, but I have some friends in Los Angeles, maybe.
Do you want to go someday?
I hope one day.
What do you think of the United States, honestly? Do you like it or dislike
Which
it? Or
politics or
politicians? Let's talk politics. Do you like Obama?
Obama is better than Bush, but political America cannot change. If we change the president, but politics cannot change. It's a general...
You think even though we have a new president, it's the same old...
The same, maybe the same, because it's the money in U.S., not politics.
Are you from Paris originally?
No, I'm African, North Africa.
Are you from
Tunisia,
Morocco?
Yes. No, Tunisia. It's the same place.
Do you follow the Muslim religion?
I am Muslim, yes, yeah.
When people come to Paris or Holland, Belgium, from Morocco or Tunisia, as you said, do they do it for economic reasons?
Me, I am here for study. But some money come from work or for money.
A better chance to make more money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are you in school for?
I have finished my PhD student in electronics.
Did you say PhD?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, good. But now it's not too easy to find some job.
Has the economy been suffering here as well?
Yeah.
Can you say something in your native language to people in New York City who might be from Tunisia?
Speaking Arabic?
Yeah.
أتمنى الازدهار والتطور والرخاء لتونس وإن شاء الله المستقبل والأحسن من الماضي وإن شاء الله تكون ديمقراطية في تونس ويكون الشعب يعني سعيد وفرحان.
I'm going to give you the Obama fish jab, man.
Yes,
we did it. It's really nice to meet you. What a pleasure.
For me too, but I need your
my
something
card.
To see the...
The proof.
Listen to the... Yeah.
Yeah, here's my card. Interviewed your friend here. He said you're from India?
Yes, I'm from India.
Do you live here in Paris now?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 1 year. I completed my engineering.
Yes.
And now I completed my master's in international marketing.
You guys are like smart guys. Have you been to the U.S.?
No, not yet.
Do you want to go?
But my sister stays there.
Will you go visit her someday?
Someday, for sure.
Do you want to go to the U.S. or not really?
No, it's not about not really or...
It's not it's a priority?
Yeah, it's not a priority, but my sister stays there. But for someday, if for my job purpose or for visiting her, for sure I'll go. But I really love my country, India.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's your favorite country.
Yeah, I'm missing India a lot.
Yeah. Now, what about Pakistan, that relationship between Pakistan and India? Is that shaky?
Yes, of course. It's almost shaky. Every time there will be some bomb blast. People are really worried about some things like this. It really disturbs the normal life of the people.
What can you say, a message to all the Indian people in New York City in your native language?
Andaru chellangundali and love your country.
As you can see facing you, this is the Concord Bridge. This one is also special because it was built from the stones of the former Bastille jail, which was destroyed during the French Revolution of 1789.
Have you been to the United States?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I've been to New York many times, and I think it's an amazing city.
How is it different than Paris? What can you do in New York that you can't do in Paris?
There is a kind of freedom. The thing I like with New York, that everybody in the streets can be from New York.
Nobody cares where you're from.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think that's different here?
Yes, I think so. A bit.
Well, do Parisians like Americans?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think people in Paris all want to go to New York.
This is a bit deeper question. In the United States, we have immigration from Mexico. Sometimes it causes problems. Mm-hmm. And I just talked to a man from Tunisia, mm-hmm. and we hear about people from Morocco, mm-hmm. in France, and in Holland. And sometimes there's a confrontation. Mm-hmm. Is that a problem here?
Well, some people in France think it is a problem.
Just prejudice?
I don't think so. I think
you're a young person, so there's less prejudice,
yes.
among young people?
I think so, because... We are mixing with each other much more, and I think we need immigration, and there is a reason if those people are coming to France, because it was French colony, so there is some historical reason. But yes, there is some issue. Some old people can be maybe a bit afraid of country they don't know, and a different religion, and but for me it's not a problem at all.
How about Obama? Do people like Obama in France?
I think so.
You smile.
Yeah, I think. Well, for me, he's a real personality, very, very important.
Charismatic?
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think people in France hope he's going to be re-elected.
They didn't like Bush, did they, George Bush?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Do they pay attention to American politics in France?
I think a lot, because when there is some American election, everybody is in front of TV and looking like almost if it was in France.
What do you do? Are you a student? Or?
I'm a student in journalism.
Yeah, journalism?
Yeah.
Really? Do you want to do what I'm doing?
Exactly.
Do you?
I do.
You want to be on television?
Yes.
Yeah? Like how far along are you? Will you graduate soon?
Yes, well, now I'm making my second master. I had one master in political science, and now I'm in a journalism school, and I want to do some documentary.
You ran away?
Yeah, because
she's going to be a newswoman.
I know. But I don't see them from 10 years ago, so we have a lot to speak together.
And you're just hooking up tonight and having some wine?
No, because I'm going to another party tonight with other friends, so I have just short time.
What's the thing you don't like about America?
Maybe the l'acharnement du tour sur le. Oh, oui, non, mais alors là, si on s'en va. Sorry, but it's a very, very, very long conversation.
You got emotional about it.
Yeah, it's a long, long conversation about terrorism, about a lot of things. The war about terrorism is just so. I didn't know the good word for this, but.
You think it's wrong?
I think the war is wrong in general.
Most people in America don't want to be
in
the war.
I know about this. And I want the government, maybe Obama or who else, I don't know. But it's very important they listen about this, about the discussion about the war. But, you know, it's a very too long conversation.
Did you have something?
The only thing I can say, the last thing I can say, is that maybe Americans should try to look a bit more what's happening in the world.
Say hello to you. What's your name?
Marcel.
Marcel and
Laura.
And
Laura.
So you come for a romantic vacation in Paris.
Yes.
And do you live Berlin now? Where do you live?
No, 10 kilometers.
Cologne. You love Germany.
Yeah.
Yep.
Proud to be Germans.
Yes.
What's the best thing about being German?
The best thing.
German ice hockey.
I didn't think of Germany as an ice hockey place, but it's pretty good.
Yes, very good.
What's your opinion of the United States? Do you like it?
Yes. Very well.
You do.
I have 2 aunts living in the USA, in Miami, Florida, and my family is very big there.
Yeah. Have you been to America?
6 weeks.
You spent 6 weeks there.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Las Vegas, and then also Miami.
Las Vegas.
New York.
New York. Did you like New York?
New York's cool.
How about Obama? Do you like Obama? You weren't so sure about that.
Yes. It's tricky, but I don't know what better, Obama or
Romney?
Romney.
Yeah. What do you want to say to all the German people living in the United States? Auf Deutsch.
Ja, ich hoffe, ihr habt viel Spaß da und wir kommen euch irgendwann mal besuchen, hoffe ich, nochmal.
Ja, das würde ich eben so sagen. Viel Spaß in den USA, schönes Wetter.
Genau.
Steffi Graf. auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dankeschön.
Hat viel Spaß gemacht.
Bitte schön.
Jacinda, are you from Paris your whole life?
No, not originally. I'm from Lyon.
From Lyon,
yeah.
But France.
Yeah.
Do you love France? Are you proud to be from France?
Yeah, I'm kind of proud being French, yes.
What makes you proud? What's your favorite thing about France?
The culture. The culture of food, of wine.
I'm visiting with my wife and we're just astounded by the food and the wine and the architecture.
Yeah.
Have you been to the United States?
Yeah. Two times.
Two times. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you like about the U.S.?
The spirit of freedom and a lot of opportunities.
It's different than France, opportunity or the spirit of freedom?
From Paris, yes.
How is it different? I know that's a tough question.
Yeah, this is a tough question. Maybe French people in Paris are more blind and
more
not
guarded,
open-minded than in United States.
Do you think that people in France like Americans?
Yeah, I think so. There is no reason we could not like American people.
Yeah. How about Obama? Do you like him? Do they like Obama in France?
Yeah, he's very famous and popular in the positive way.
And how about when the French were involved in Afghanistan? Is that a negative thing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with Americans too, we want to be out of there.
Yeah, I think so. War is not a good thing in the world, so...
How about movies? Do you watch, do you like American culture, American music, American movies?
They are the most famous in the world, so yeah, sure.
Do you have a movie star that you like from America?
Many. Bradley Cooper.
You like Brad Cooper?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's awesome.
Can you say something for me in French for our listeners, French listeners in the United
States? In French?
A message of goodwill.
Bonsoir à tous. J'espère que vous allez bien. Je vous souhaite à tous une très bonne continuation aux États-Unis et peut-être à bientôt en France.
How about a message of peace and love to in English to people in America? What would you say to them?
Let's make the world a peaceful one and be happy in this peaceful world.
Do you think it can happen?
I hope so.
Yes. Very nice to talk to you. Merci.
Thank you.
Merci.
Bye. Welcome.
All the best to you. Thank you very much.
Maman est juste un peu en retard. Elle n'arrivait pas à démarrer. C'est pas grave, je lui ai parlé d'Oscaro.com. Ce soir, elle va commander un démarreur en promo en quelques clics. Et ton papa va changer la pièce ce week-end avec ton oncle Eric. Et oui, Oscaro.com. Tu verras quand il sera grand.
What's your name?
David.
Are you just visiting from Italy?
No, I've been living here for 1.5 years.
You're young. How old?
23.
23. You're out of school now.
I just finished my studies, yeah.
And are you working now?
Yeah.
What's your job?
I work in private equity.
Private equity?
In finance, yeah.
Yeah. So you know about the Wall Street in the United States. And
yeah, I was meant to go to New York in January, but I think I'm going to stay here for a while.
Many of the French people I've spoken to here mention that they're not so fond of American capitalism. But I wonder with you, you seem like you might like the opportunity America provides.
Absolutely.
To make money.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you like the United States?
Yeah, I was meant to go to New York, as I told you. Yeah, I would love to go, if not today.
Eventually?
In a few years, yeah, I would definitely go.
Would you like to work on Wall Street?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
I work with an Italian-American named Fabio. Can you say a message to Fabio in Italian?
Fabio, un saluto da Parigi e dal tuo amico, what's your name?
Clay.
Dal tuo amico Clay.
Anything else you'd like to say in English to people in the United States? What message would you have for them?
Come to Italy, because we need a lot of tourism, a lot of tourists to discover this fantastic country. And yeah, I think you're gonna love it.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Zebulun.
Zebulun, is that a biblical name?
It is. It's from the Bible. One of the 12 sons of someone. I'm not sure who.
And you're the second Aussie I've interviewed in France. Is this it's a popular vacation destination. You live here now?
No, I'm on vacation with my family. We just arrived here today. We've been in Italy for about a week.
How about the States? Have you ever been to the States?
No, I want to go. That's my next trip.
What makes you want to go?
Just the environment. I don't know, just seeing TV shows, LA and New York, and I'm very much into music and fashion and New Orleans and places like that.
Is New Orleans a place high up on your list that you'd like to visit?
Yeah, definitely. I've had good food, good music, good bars.
What TV shows do you watch?
I watch a lot of MTV, so...
Do you?
Yeah.
How about music? What are you into?
Well, I'm a musician, so I listen to a lot of old school jazz. A lot of Billie Holiday and Etta James and...
Charlie Parker, stuff like that, Miles Davis.
Yeah, love all them. And
what about pop music?
Pop's up there. I mean, once I'm in a bar and once I'm clubbing, love my pop. My favorite's Amy Winehouse, for sure.
Amy Winehouse, did you feel it in your heart when she died?
I did. I was mortified. It was sad.
It almost seemed like she had some type of spiritual connection to those old jazz singers, didn't
it? Yeah, she did. She had a lot of soul.
Did you see it coming? Did you worry it might happen?
I did, but then, I mean, obviously the tabloids, you know, were saying she got better, and then I guess it just came more of a shock after she, it was said that she was better, that she passed, I guess, so.
What's your favourite thing about Australia?
Well, I just moved from Gold Coast to Melbourne. Now living in Melbourne is just amazing. The food, the nightlife, the fashion.
Are you proud to be Australian?
I am. I'm proud to be Australian.
How about America? Do people in Australia pay attention to American politics?
Very much so. I find that we listen a lot more to Americans than our own country, to be honest. I think we're influenced a lot by Americans.
What do you want to say to everybody in the United States?
Live it up, and hopefully I get the chance to visit you guys soon.
We have a lot of listeners in Australia. What do you want to say to people back in Oz?
Keep partying and have fun.
You like AC/DC?
Love AC/DC.
You do?
Yeah,
I do. You have to if you're from Australia?
You have to.
Yeah. Well, I think your sister's watching or somebody back here. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Have a good day. Il suffit juste d'un mot, d'un geste et un secret près du reste. J'ai la folie des grands peut-être. Est-ce que j'aime ça? Qu'est-ce que j'aime ça? Qu'est-ce que j'aime ça? Qu'est-ce que j'aime ça? Est-ce que t'aimes ça? Est-ce que t'aimes ça? Est-ce que t'aimes ça? Est-ce que t'aimes ça? Est-ce que j'aime ça?
It sounds pretty good.
C'est pas grave.
What's your name?
Rudy.
And
Rashida.
You are the boss of this store.
Yes.
And you said he can come in.
Oh, there's
some kids passing by here. Have you been to America?
America, yes.
How do you like the United States?
Yes.
Yes? How about you?
Yes.
You've been to New York City?
Yes.
What do you like about New York?
Qu'est-ce que j'aime à New York?
It's very festive. Yeah.
Yes, well, yes.
It's very crazy and I like.
Do you like Obama?
Yes.
Why do you like Obama?
Comment on dit...
Dis-moi en français, dis-moi.
Obama.
Yes.
You like him?
Yes, I like Obama because I'm black man. I like Obama because black man have a lot of prestance.
Ouais, yes. Ouais. Et puis c'est bien digéré, c'est bien quand même. Il se rapproche beaucoup des gens en fait.
And he's very, he have a lot of proximity of the people. Yeah.
Do they like him in France, Obama?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he's popular.
Yes, very popular.
Yes. What is your message to everyone in the United States?
Quel message que tu as pour les Américains?
Bah, voter pour lui.
Remake the president now.
Oh, you want him to be re-elected?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you.
Nice to meet you. I'll give you a card so you can listen.
D'accord.
Ben, bon courage, amusez-vous bien.
Ben, bon courage. J'espère que ça sera vous.
Merci.
Très super.
Merci.
As you can see to your left, this is the famous Eiffel Tower. It was built in 1887 and presented to the public in 1889 for the World's Fair, but also to celebrate the French Revolution centenary. This tower weighs more than 7,000 tons and it's about 1,000 feet high.
What's your first name?
Joanne.
Are you part of this too? You want to join in?
Sure.
What's your name?
My name is Cheryl Ray.
And I heard you speaking English over here in Paris, Americans in Paris. Where are you from?
Utah.
From Utah, and you as well?
I'm from Carmel, California.
Carmel by the sea there. Now,
yes.
Was that Clint Eastwood that was the mayor there?
Yes, yes.
Now, when you say Utah, I actually have a brother who's a Mormon. I'm an old Presbyterian from Iowa. Are you a Mormon?
I am, yes.
Now, does that automatically make you a Romney supporter?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Will you vote for him this fall?
I am going to, yes, but not because he's a Mormon, but because I believe in the things that he believes in.
His message appeals to
politically.
You more. Yeah. How about you out there in California?
I'm her sister, and I'm an Obama supporter.
Are you really? Do you guys ever? No, she's looking at you funny.
We
do you just not talk about it?
We never discuss politics.
Have you been pleased with the job Obama's done so far?
No. I think he should have been more of a leader. I would have liked to see him just be more active and more inclusive. You know, I think he really stubbed his toe there. And not really forcing the issue of bringing everybody to the table.
Now, what brings you to Paris, France? Just a pleasure trip, the two of you?
That's correct.
It's the first time you've been there? It's my first time.
I've never been to Europe ever.
Yeah.
But she's different. She's been...
She's the world traveler?
Yes.
Is she the arty sister?
Can you even tell that there's a difference in her being a traveler, even in what we're talking about, and me being...
Provincial. I can't. You look kind of worldly yourself.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Isn't it a fabulous city?
Oh, yes.
Just the architecture and the age of things over here.
I just walk down the street goggling.
Yes.
Have the people been polite to you?
Some have been very friendly and some have been not friendly.
Most of them have been really friendly, but some of them actually steal from you.
Really?
Know?
Have you been kind of, they tell you to keep your wallet in your front pocket.
Restaurants have really ripped us off.
You think they took advantage of
change and, you know, telling us different things about stuff, so.
Are you proud to be American? Do you love America?
Love America.
Absolutely, yes.
What makes you most proud?
Wow. We went to the beaches of Normandy.
I've never been there. Did that give you a special?
I mean, it is incredible. And about half of everything that was done there was the United States. And boy, we paid the biggest price right in Normandy.
Brings the sacrifice of those soldiers into focus.
Yes. Yeah. It was an amazing experience. So I'm very proud of us.
I don't want to take up your vacation time. What's your message to folks back home?
Be honest and kind. And be good to all of those that you meet.
What's your favorite thing about your Utah sister?
My conservative sister
of yours.
Yes, conservative.
She's extremely artistic and extremely
funny.
Is her
liberal dying to get out in there? Just get her to New York.
Yeah, let's get her to New York City.
You're holding a waving hand over her head.
Well, I mean, she can be here and there. Oh, my goodness, she should buy a little fewer shoes.
Is she Imelda Marcos in hiding?
Oh, my gosh.
And look what I'm wearing.
Some old flip-flops that you got in California. How about that liberal California sister of yours? What's her best quality?
All the things I mentioned. Kind, loving, cares about other people. She went to Afghanistan and helped those people, loved those people, did all that she could for them. So that's the kind of sister she is.
Now here's a weird one. I'll let you go. What's your sign? They're going to guess in their audience. What sign is the conservative sister from Utah?
I'm a Gemini.
Are you a Gemini, the twins? And how about you, liberal sister from California?
I am a Scorp.
Yeah. Well, you're very nice people. So nice to meet you and enjoy your time in France.
Thank you very much for giving us this. Because I'm going to remember you.
Yeah, are you going to frame that card?
Maybe.
All right.
I'm going to come to...
What station are you from?
WFMU.
WFMU.
I'm going to come to New York, and I'm going to look you up.
You can look me up. Make sure you can listen on the radio next Thursday at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Online, too, if you got a computer.
We're going home tomorrow. We'll be online.
All right. Well, have fun tonight. Live it up.
Thank you.
All right. What's your first name?
Frank.
Frank, what do you got going here? You're doing something, massages?
Yeah, we just put massage for people, you know, who are a little bit stressed after the job. And
do you have a shop or do you, a street massage is your thing?
So it's an association, and any person in the association is a little bit different. Some people work in spa or in shop or at home or go to see people in their own place. And for me, it's just a patient. So
have you always been a masseur?
No, it's just something I like for maybe now 6-7 years, and I'm interested in relaxation.
Or what did you do before that?
Woodworker.
A woodworker?
Yes.
Have you been to the States?
My wife is from California.
Is she from California? I may have just interviewed her. I just interviewed a woman from California. Mm-hmm. So you've been out to the West Coast?
A little bit, just to see her, and a little bit in San Francisco and the area. Sonoma.
Never been to New York?
Never. I want to do that, but it will come. Usually I travel to Asia to enjoy more about massage, learn things. And
do you like the United States?
Yeah. Yeah.
You honestly, I sometimes feel people are holding back.
What are you talking about? The society, the landscape?
Well, let's talk the government a little bit.
Could be worse.
You like Obama?
I don't know if he has done, you know, as much that he could, or but yeah, okay. I think I prefer him than Romney for sure. Everybody in the world should pay attention to the American politics.
Are you proud to be a Frenchman?
Yes.
What's your message to the French-speaking people in the United States and Canada? What would you say to them in français?
Yeah, enjoy your life. Profitez de la vie.
It's really nice speaking to you.
Nice to meet you.
And good luck.
You too.
As you can see just to your left, this is the Golden Flame. This flame is actually a replica of the Statue of Liberty's flame. This was a gift from the United States to France as a symbol of friendship. But this same flame is also seen today as a memorial dedicated to Princess Diana, who has died in the tunnel of Alma, which is underneath.
What's your first name?
Christian.
Christian, have you always been from Paris? Were you born and raised in Paris?
I wasn't born in Paris.
Where are you
but
from?
I live in Paris 20 years ago.
You love Paris?
A little.
A little bit. What don't you like about Paris?
In general, about France.
Do you have problems with France?
I don't feel good. It's not a good country. The country is too weak. It's
too weak?
Yes. There is no energy in this country.
There's no what?
Energy.
Energy?
Energy.
You think so?
Yes. The country is collapsing.
Do you feel like France is going downhill?
Yes, going down, yes.
Some people say that in the United States, too, as well.
That United States is declining?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, no. United States is very energetic. Energetic.
So we have more energy than France?
More energy than France.
Do you have a good impression of the United States? Do you like the United States?
Yes, very good impression. It's the best country in the world, I think. People are very... The country is very dynamic.
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 Yes.
People can reach their dreams.
You can make your dream come true in America.
Yes, yes. I think so.
Do you want to go there?
Yes, I would like.
You like Obama?
Obama... I worked for him 4 years ago. But...
Has he disappointed you?
Yes, he disliked me a lot. Obama is, for me, the socialist.
A socialist?
Yeah, the socialist. He,
do you like capitalism?
Yes.
And you think he's taking it in a more socialist direction?
Yes.
You said you've lived here for 20 years. Where were you born?
In Africa, Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Yes.
In the United States, we have immigration issues with Mexico, people coming coming from Mexico. We hear in Europe about people in France and Holland, friction between Morocco and
yes,
and
a lot of friction in France.
Do you feel that here in Paris?
Yes. There's a lot of discrimination.
Is there discrimination?
Yes, about work, about that sort of thing.
Is there racial discrimination?
Yes, but it's subtle.
It's subtle.
Subtle discrimination.
It's hidden a little bit. You feel it.
Yes. It's very hard.
Are you a Muslim?
No.
No.
I'm a Christian, but I do not practice. But there is a lot of religions.
Yeah.
In USA.
Do you feel like there's extreme Christianity in the United States?
No.
You like it?
Yes, because they're
practicing.
Yes, it's good. It's a moral value.
What do you like about France?
Nothing.
Do you want to go back to Cameroon?
Yes.
What keeps you here?
I have project to back to Cameroon. So I need 1 year to...
We would say you have some loose ends to tie up before you can go back to Cameroon.
Yes, so in 1 year I think I will go back to Cameroon.
What do you miss about Cameroon?
Dynamism, like USA.
What's your message to everyone in the United States?
To continue to believe USA is number one. USA must stay to the first place.
You think the world needs the United States?
Yes, it's a necessary country.
Thank you, man.
Oh, no.
Really nice talking to you. What's your name?
Jack.
Jack, you live here in Paris?
No.
No, where do you live?
Fontainebleau.
In Fontainebleau. Yeah.
Napoleon.
Have you ever been to the United States?
Oui.
Where have you been?
New York.
Did you like New York?
Ah, yes.
What's your name?
Muriel.
And your husband and wife?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Are you also from Fontainebleau?
Oui.
And you came?
Oui, on est ensemble. Oui,
husband and wife.
Husband and wife. How long have you been married?
40 years.
40 years? Oh my goodness. Are you proud to be from France?
I don't understand. On aime la France?
Yes. Vive la France?
Oui.
Yeah. As you can see just to your left, this is the Gothic jewel of Paris, the Notre Dame Cathedral. This famous cathedral was built in 1163 thanks to the bishop Maurice de Sully. This cathedral, by the way, is also recognizable by far for its statues, for its gargoyles, and also for this big stained glass window just to your left. This big stained glass window is actually composed of 32,000 pieces of glass. And this is here that Napoleon Bonaparte's self-coronation took place in 1804.
Visiting from?
Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles, California. How do you like Paris so far?
Oh, it's quaint. It's a nice city.
Have you been before?
First time.
Is this your first time to the Rodin Museum?
Yes.
Yes. We're here in front of the Thinker. Had you seen it before?
No.
No? What do you think as you look at the Thinker?
What do I think? He's in contemplation. He's thinking...
Depressed.
He's contemplating something.
He seems depressed.
He seems depressed,
yeah.
Do you think Rodin did a good job of capturing the contemplative mood?
Yes.
When will you return to the States?
In 6 days.
Are you excited about the upcoming election? I've been asking people.
Yes.
Will you support the president?
No.
You won't? You're going to go Romney?
Correct.
Are you generally a conservative voter?
Yes.
What bothers you about the president?
He's giving away the country.
You really think he is?
Mm-hmm. There has to be some conservative thinking about our policy, about how we handle our economy. I mean, the way we're going to go the way of Greece, basically, because we're not thinking about the future generations.
I'm very aware now, as you're talking, every time you use the word think, it must be the old thinker.
Correct.
Do you think Romney can pull it out in the end?
It's questionable.
What's your message to everybody back home?
I'm having fun here in Paris.
Nice talking to you folks.
Thank you.
We are at the Palais de Justice de Paris for a concert featuring Vivaldi music. Thank you.
you can see just on your left, this is the famous Lambert Mansion, in which some famous philosophers like Voltaire and even Rousseau have lived.
Dans l'ombre douce de ses bras, pleure un bon coup et ton chagrin.
Dani Briand, c'est sur Nostalgie. N'oubliez pas que demain, on rejoue ensemble histoire de vous offrir de places, transport, hébergement compris pour assister à l'enseignement.
As you can see, facing you, this is the romantic moment of this cruise. Facing you, this is the Mary Bridge. The story tells that if you cross that bridge for the first time, you have to make a wish. And if you want that wish to become true, right under the bridge, you have to close your eyes and kiss your neighbor. So I hope you're ready.
We are in Notre Dame for a performance of Gregorian chant music this evening. Our last night in Paris. Sentimental for all of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this cruise is now over. I would like to say thank you for your attention and sorry for my few hesitations. Because in fact, I'm still a student in tourism and not a professional guide yet. So thank you for your kindness at the boat's exit. I wish you all a very pleasant stay in Paris and also a nice day. Thank you and see you soon. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I would like to ask a question. Who knows the beatbox? Just raise your hand if you know it. Okay, so that's a few of you. Actually, the beatbox is the kind of thing that you do with your mouth, like this.
Marcher sans liquide dans les rangs, ça rit. Sache que les amis, t'inquiète, les reins. C'est le City parisien, t'as reconnu l'accent. Nous la flamme, la mal, la valeur, dire qu'on vit absent. Dans la ville des jolis bolides, domine sans faire d'action. Non, y'a plus d'illicite, j'pense qu'on a retenu la leçon. On est plus malsain, t'alchem, tu vis mal ça. Parce que c'est fini, on se massacre plus mince. En plus, on veut faire des sous et devenir des princes. On fait sortir le genre des poches, même aux plus grosses pinces. Donc,
je vais me balader, allez me balader, yeah.
Góði farþegar, verði velkominn til New York. Klukkuna vantar 20 mínútur í 7 á staðartíma. Og við sem lesið því með sætisbeltin spennt, verður slökkt yfir á sætisbeltaljósum. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to New York. The local time is 20 minutes to 7. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt signs have been switched off. And be careful when opening the overhead compartments, as some objects may have shifted during the flight. And remember to take all your belongings when leaving the aircraft. On behalf of Iceland Air, we do hope that you've had a pleasant flight. Thank you and have a good evening.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
She took off her hat and she had a lovely air. Said smoke marijuana and Coca Cabana there. South American lady, you've got that crazy beat. Brazilian beauty with the flashing feet. Dance to the music at the Mardi Gras.
Why do they hate us so bad? From Tripoli to Beirut and back to Baghdad. Tell me, why are they hunting our heads? And why do they want all us infidels dead? Lord, it's all in the name of Allah. Blow up the world from Paris to Omaha. They wanna burn us alive and enforce Sharia law. These assless bastards want us dead. They're as mad as they can be. They wanna blow us to kingdom come back to the 15th century. They're recruiting kids from Europe with promises of glory, with tales of many virgins and other pleasant stories. Go, they're driving new Toyotas and a rolling across the desert. They're meeting Allah's quotas and a making us pound sand. They're doing their evil planning. They got some Yankee cannon. Daesh done got a chopping block for lopping off some hands. They're threatening all the Christians and our long-haired musicians. They've said goodbye to their moms and wired themselves with bombs. How will we ever beat them? For now we must defeat them. We'll bomb them from Damascus to Des Moines. We'll smoke them out of their holes. Are you for us or against us? Are you frightened and defenseless? Let's get all our guns together and do this for Bob Dole and dear old Ronald Reagan.
How about Elena Kagan?
Jesus, what's next, Donald Fagan?
In 82, I ran into a kind of writing block.
Yes, we'll bomb a man, they'll shoot us.
And they'll electrocute us.
We'll blow them up to slow them up. They'll roast us on their coals. But in the end, we'll get them. By God, we will not let them make us cower in fear. We'll kick their rears, but we will not forget them.
ISIS, 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 ISIS.
Always remember, vive la France.
What are you looking for? Entertainment? Good luck. Company? Anything can be company. You're using this as a sort of mandala, aren't you? Zoning out on the TV screen, using the pictures and sounds as substitutes for your own thoughts, which are too painful or too boring, or maybe they aren't even there anymore.
Is this thing working for me, or am I working for it? Are you serving it, or are you being served?
Ladies wear, men's wear, toaster ovens, car seat covers, handkerchiefs and outerwear, car care and larger ovens, men's and ladies' hats, perfume, watches, candy, purses, luggage, tools, art supplies, kitchen things, blenders, glasses, tables, outside planters, nightstands, stamps and underwear, Harry-O's and TVs, water picks and vacuum cleaners, combs, boys and shirts, shirts, pajamas, office decor, couches, shoes, men's and women's decorative ceramic bowls and bathroom furniture, Lucite facial tissue covers and music boxes, body pillows and personal foot massage devices, camping and outdoor supplies, tents, bicycles, air mattresses, paint supplies, garden supplies, water feature supplies like pond liners and pumps.
Great insult to the injury of injustice is not being able to fulfill our desires. Because what proof have we of the autonomy of our souls but for our ability to make ourselves feel whole and happy? And what greater good can we do for one another than to help just a little in each human's effort to attain the peace that helps salve the injuries that life inflicts? I have failed you. You trusted me and turned to me when you were helpless, and yet I have nothing. Oh, Mrs. Thomas, the cruel irony of being the person who you thought could answer your need, but instead, I'm the grim messenger of doom as I draw back the hopeful curtain to reveal a vast, barren desert of despair. Mrs. Thomas, I tried. I had a vision of your great appreciative professions and tearful gratitude. I felt the grand pride of being a savior, but I'm far from it. Now I'm the one who, choking back the tears of regret and failure, must tell you that that blouse does not come in peach like I may have implied. Therefore, we will never have it in. No matter how many times you return and ask with hopeful anticipation, Lord, it would have looked perfect with your turquoise slacks. Anywho, Mrs. Thomas, I'll shoot you an email if there's a change in the sitch or something particularly striking comes in. Lou Register, Customer Enabler, Ladies Wear and Furnishings, Dubé Brothers Department Store, Lake Fashion Center, Coca-Loma, Happanasa, USA, 11011. How's that? Over the top! Awesome! I am loving our new ad campaign, Over the Top. We're never over the top. The top is timeless.
We need tops, blouses, shirts, pullovers. These never go out of style.
Well, there are certain cultures that go topless.
What a missed opportunity for self-expression. How do they tell the world, hey, y'all, today I'm feeling a little whimsical and sassy.
I'm feeling rhinestone snowman sassy.
Not in one of those naked cultures.
Even if I lived in a culture that went nude except for a small bag around their genitals, damn it, I'd have a fancy private sack or whatever they're called.
Private sack is sad sack.
Who?
Sad sack from the comics.
That's right, he's a vet.
What are you two talking about? That t-shirt display is a mess.
It's supposed to be like that.
Oh, come on.
No, we had a design guy come in and change some of the displays.
That one is supposed to be your clean laundry pile. It's supposed to appeal to the on-the-go single. That's how I keep my clothes. Dirty pile, clean pile.
I used to do a stand-up routine called Dirty Pile.
Well, golly, motherfucker.
Butch, no. Not safe for work.
It's never safe for work. I feel like work is bad for my health.
It's killing me. My feet are killing me.
Butch, you're killing me.
Enough killing. Listen, Mr. Hatton was prowling around this morning just looking for a reason to pounce.
It's like he's a bobcat stalking around in the palmetto bushes, looking for a sales rep to attack, swooping in and grabbing them with his talons and then flying off into the pines.
Anyway, heads up, ladies' wear always gets the most scrutiny.
Hey, are you still in young men's trousers?
Shut up.
No, he's in older ladies' bedrooms.
That's not even a department.
When I started here, I thought ladies' furnishings was ladies' furniture. And I sold our chair as a special ladies-only chair that had a special pH that if men sat in it, they'd get a chemical burn.
You better get back to showing men your underwear.
How old are you guys? I take that back. In what decade are you 12 years old?
We're both 50, so we're vintage 70s bullies.
Well, you're both no match for Hatton, so watch yourselves.
Thanks, Hardy. Oh, we had a good joke about you. It goes, oh, that Hardy has the sense of humor of his dad, but his mom's jeans.
Oh, very good.
You wear mom jeans.
No, I got that.
We just kid you because you can take it and everyone else collapses in tears.
That should be a hint. Stop being so mean.
It's the job, man. It changes you.
Why is my young man and my ladies with my ladies, man?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Hatton. I was just borrowing a tape measure.
Well, get back to work. And you two have nothing better to do?
I do, but I didn't want to say anything because I thought it would interfere with work.
I mean your job. That pile of shirts is driving me mad.
It's grating on my OCD. I gotta keep snapping my fingers and punching customers wearing visors, or I'll lose it.
I can't believe young Mr. Dubay fell for that ridiculous designer. No one will buy crumpled up shirts. It's disgusting.
Should we fold them, Mr. Hatton?
No. Mr. Bourgeoisie will have my head.
Question. Why don't we sell shrunken human heads? I had a customer ask earlier.
Find something to do. Look busy. Sell horrid, gaudy, outsized shirts to mean old ladies.
Yes, boss.
And retailer created the store. And in the store, he put a counter. And he saw that the counter was good and shiny and had a glass top. And he imagined that it would have to be Windexed regularly. And then he created a clerk, which he put behind the counter. And he said, this is good. You shall stand behind the counter and wait on customers. And he saw that the clerk was lonely, doing that shift alone. So he scheduled a co-worker to be there at the same time, even though he really didn't need two employees there. There wasn't enough business, but it's a morale issue, and they work better together. Possibly, they could get some cleaning done. And Retailer told them, you must stay here in this store. I am going to leave. And if customers come in, you tell them that I will return someday and help them. But for now, just try to stall and keep them here. And then I'll come back and actually answer their questions. But don't try to do anything or sell them anything. You're going to mess it up. You haven't been here long enough. So I haven't had enough time to adequately break you in. And Retailer left. And the two clerks stood there at the counter. And they said to one another, man, it's slow. Do you mind if I go into the sit on the toilet and smoke a cigarette? No, go ahead, whatever. And the other one did the puzzle. And then the bell.